defeated by U.S. Representative Jeff Van Drew, D2, last year. Progressive retired educator Tansy Youngblood, above right, likely won't run against him next year in a Democratic primary, although he infuriates her. "It's all about the money, which I ain't got," said the Elizabeth Warren for President backer, repulsed by Van Drew's opposition to the impeachment of President Donald J. Trump. "I'd probably need $1.50 to $2 million, and I'd need to have a quarter million of it raised going into the race. And as I said, I ain't got it." If she had, she'd do it, she added. She hopes a financially well-connected, progressively credible candidate steps up next year to face her 2018 primary conqueror. "I'm very disappointed in this man," Youngblood said. "I live in this district, and I feel Trump should be impeached." Nancy Pelosi and the establishment have been dragging their feet, and to have Jeff Van Drew show up the way he has on Fox News, "I am outraged." Youngblood never backed Van Drew. "After I lost the primary, they wanted me to get on board, but I didn't, because there's no difference between Jeff Van Drew and 2018 movement conservative Republican Seth Grossman. It's just all very undercover. Jeff was always a Republican masquerading as a Democrat, and I told him I would not vote for him, so I voted independent. I'm sorry, I just can't. It's just establishment politics and towing the line. This is a man who won an election with no platform. He needs a challenger," she added. "I'd do it myself if I had the money."